ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 4 हिरण्यकशिपु टेरोराइजेस द यूनिवर्स। टेक्स्ट 20। एवं ऐश्वर्या मत्तस्य दृप्तः स्वच्छास्त्रः वर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्यो शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्यो शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रः वर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एवमैश्वर्यमतस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। एनीवन एल्स मदर्स। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान व्यतियाय ब्रह्म शापम उपेयुष एवम ऐश्वर्य मत्तस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रवर्तिनः कालो महान व्यतियाय ब्रह्म शापम उपेयुषः वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य ऑफ वन हु वाज इंटॉक्सिकेटेड बाय ऑपुलेंसेस दृप्तस्य ग्रेटली प्राउड उत्साहस्त्रवर्तिनः ट्रांसग्रेसिंग द रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स mentioned in the Shastra. Kalaha, duration of time. Mahan, a great. Vyatiyaya, past. Brahma Sapam, a curse by exalted Brahmanas. Upeyusaha, having obtained. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Hiranyakashipu thus passed a long time being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative Shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras, who were great Brahmanas. Please repeat. Hiranyakashipu thus passed a long time being very much proud of his opulences and transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned in the authoritative Shastras. He was therefore subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras, who were great Brahmanas. Purport. There have been many instances in which demons, after achieving material opulences, have become extremely proud, so much so that they have transgressed the laws and regulations given in the authoritative Shastras. Hiranyakashipu acted in this way, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Ya Shastra Vidhi Mutsrujya Vartate Kama Karatah Na Sa Siddhim Abapnoti Na Sukhang Na Param Gatim. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness, nor the supreme destination. The word Shastra refers to that which controls our activities. We cannot violate or transgress the laws and regulative principles mentioned in the Shastras. Bhagavad Gita repeatedly confirms this. Tasma Shastram Pramanam Te Karya Karya Vyavasthitau Gyantva Shastra Vidhanoktam Karma kartum yarhasi. One should understand what is duty and what is not duty by the regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. Bhagavad Gita 16:24. One should act according to the direction of the Shastra, but the material energy is so powerful that as soon as one becomes materially opulent, he begins to transgress the Shastric laws. As soon as one transgresses the laws of Shastra, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुभे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्णा चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। एवम् ऐश्वर्यमत्तस्य दृप्तस्य शास्त्रः वर्तिनः कालो महान् व्यतियाय ब्रह्मशापम् उपेयुषः। हिरण्यकशिपु दस पास्ट ए लॉन्ग टाइम बीइंग वेरी मच प्राउड ऑफ हिज ऑपुलेंसेस एंड ट्रांसग्रेसिंग द लॉज एंड रेगुलेशंस मेंशन इन द ऑथोरिटेटिव शास्त्रस ही वाज देयरफॉर सब्जेक्टेड टू ए कर्स by the four Kumaras, who are great Brahmanas. Hare Krishna. So, Hiranyakashipu was given a special boon by Lord Brahma that no one could kill him. He will not die during daytime or in night. He will not die by any human beings, demons or demigods that is created by Brahma, and he will not killed by any weapon, any weapon by demigods weapon or any other weapons created in this material world, and so he will not killed in any 12 months. Within 12 months he will not get killed. That is in boon. In detail described in Padma Purana, and Bhagavatam also told that. So in this way, he was thinking, I become immortal now. No one could kill me. So he was thinking, Ishwara aham, aham bhogi, siddha aham, balavan, sukhi. That is the nature of a demoniac person. Gita is Krishna is telling, a demon thinks, Ishwara aham, I am the controller. So, I am God. Ishwara aham bhogi, I am the enjoyer. I am only enjoyer. So that's why Hiranyakashipu, he was sitting on the throne of Indra in heavenly planet, and he are enjoying all the heavenly opulences. Even he was asking the Brahmanas when they performing Jagya, he was asking to pay oblations and name up. First offering the oblations and name up Hiranyakashipu. Even the previous verse is telling that even the great sages, including Narada Muni, Narada Muni telling, they were also in folding hands. With folded hands they are praying to Hiranyakashipu. So when Hiranyakashipu just entering his in the way to his throne, everyone is used to chant Hiranyakashipu ki jai. All the great Gandharvas, like previous verse mentioned, that Tumburu and all the Narada Muni telling, he himself, they were offering singing nicely for Hiranyakashipu, offering prayers. So he was thinking, I am the enjoyer. No one is greater enjoyer than me. Ishwar aham, aham bhogi, siddha. All the siddhis, Hiranyakashipu possessed all the siddhis. But no one can perform austerities like Hiranyakashipu. 100 celestial years is like about 360,000 in human years in this planet. So he was standing like, with his help of his toe, and he was just looking upwards. His whole body was eaten by the ants and insects. Still he was not disturbed. Who could perform such austerity? He was only with skeleton, but because of his austerity, fiber was coming out from his head. And so because of this great fire, everyone was disturbed. So Brahma forced to come in front of him. So he possessed, that's why by his austerity he possessed all the siddhis. Anima, Laghima, Prapti, Vasita, Kama Vasaita, Isita, like 8 types of siddhis. Siddhaham, Balavan, I am the strongest person. Who can challenge me in strength? Hiranyakashipu. Because he took one trident, then he was just moving alone all the heavenly planet. No one come to fight with him. Everyone just, all the demigods, they simply hided here there. Even he went to Kirosa, he is a milk ocean, and he could not find there Lord Vishnu on his throne. So he declared, because there is not time for his death, so Lord Vishnu did not want to kill in that time. There are so many pastimes about Prahlad, and he has to glorify Prahlad. So Vishnu was not disappointed. Vishnu was sitting on in his heart, but he was thinking, no, where is Vishnu? He was searching for Vishnu everywhere. So finally declared, no, Vishnu is anymore. So God is dead. Vishnu is dead. So I am God. Ishwara aham, aham bhogi, siddha aham, balavan. So no one is more powerful than me. Sukhi. So he said, no one is more happy than me. I am the happiest person in the three worlds. In this way, Hiranyakashipu was thinking, now he become God. But previous verse is telling, in spite of achieving the power to control in the directions, in the 10 directions, and in spite of enjoying all types of dear sense gratification as much as possible, Hiranyakashipu was dissatisfied because instead of controlling his senses, he remained their servant. He remained a Godas. He was thinking he may become God, but still he is Godas, even he is not a Goswami. So, because Krishna is telling in third chapter, in concluding verses, he is telling, Yahi Satru Mahavaho Kama Rupa Sudhuskaram. Arjuna, please recognize your real enemy, that is lust. A lusty person cannot get satisfied. He is always more and more hankering for more and more sense gratification. Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. So that's why it is told that human wants are all limited. What is to speak about a demon? First you are walking, going by walking with your feet, then if you may desire a cycle. When you get a cycle, then you need a bike. Then a better bike, a bullet. Then you need a car. Then after car, the best model of cars. Maybe the cars made in Germany. German, this BMW or Mercedes. Even one person in India, he wants the helicopter maybe landed on his roof, Bombay. He made a very huge house. Then thinking no more car. The direct helicopter will come, just landed on the top of his roof. But government did not give permission. So he is dissatisfied. So that is the nature of human wants or a demoniac wants. If you want more and more and more and more, you never get satisfied. So this is the nature of this material world. So instead of Hiranyakashipu who achieved all these perfections, all the what is possible for the material sense gratification, he got everything. But still he was not satisfied. He was always in anxiety. So he became very proud. This verse is telling, evam aisharjam mattasya. This aisharja, getting this type of opulence, that is very difficult to achieve. And no one is in this three world except Brahma, Vishnu and Lord Shiva is more powerful than Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu is getting so much opulences, he become proud. Mattasya, become mad. He become mad after his opulences. That's why he's transgressing the laws and regulations mentioned by the authoritative shastras. So he becomes so proud, he wants to change all the system of administration or anything given in the shastra by Lord Vishnu. He wants to change all the shastras. Gita, Bhagavat or Vedas, he wants to change everything. He wants to make his own shastra. Just like Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Later on we will study. When Prahlad Maharaj told to Hiranyakashipu what he studied in Gurukul, then he told, okay, everything is okay, but you have to change one word. Which one? Vishnu. No Vishnu. Vishnu has already died. So you have to put this word, Hiranyakashipu. Everything is okay. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Then, no Vishnu Smaranam. Just put Hiranyakashipu, wants to put his name there. Hiranyakashipu Smaranam. Like this. So he wants to change the shastra, all the shastra. He wants to put himself as God. He wants to take Jagya Bhag, this opulence, the oblations in Jagya. And he wanted to everyone to recognize him as God, as the supreme personality of Godhead. He was not impersonalist. At least he is not impersonalist. But he thinks God is a person. But that person is Hiranyakashipu. That is his goal. So that's why he becomes so proud. So he wants to change the shastras. Laws and regulations mentioned in authoritative shastras. He wants to change everything. So that's why when someone Kalo Mahan Vyatiyai, when someone wants to change the shastras, then definitely he is in danger. The shastra is given by Lord Krishna. Krishna Sudham Upagate Dharma Gyanadivi Saha Kalau Nashtra Drusamesa Purana Arka Adhuna Udita. Just like Srimad Bhagavatam, it is representing Krishna. When Krishna just enter his abode, after performing his pastimes, then all the where is this to represent Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam is appeared. So it is non different from Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is non different from Krishna. Similarly, Vedas and Vedic literatures, they are given by Krishna. Vedas cha sarvai ahamaiva vedyo vedanta krit veda videva chaham. Krishna is telling, I am the compiler of Vedas. I am the knower of Vedas. And after reading all the Vedic scriptures, we have to know Krishna. Our goal is to know Krishna. But Hiranyakashipu wanted to change all the scriptures. And he wanted to make his own scriptures. That is declared Hiranyakashipu is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that was his goal. So he became so proud. That's why he's telling he was there, but subjected to when they saw that the Brahmanas, when they saw that Hiran, Brahma Sapam Upeyusaha, when the Brahmanas, Prabhupada writing in translation, especially the four Kumaras, they not mentioned the names of Kumaras, but they become very disturbed. So specifically, by four Kumaras, we are great Brahmanas, they subject to curse him. The Brahmanas get disturbed because he stopped the Jagyas. He told no one can do Jagya to satisfy Vishnu. If someone, we are allowed to do Jagya, if you accept Hiranyakashipu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, if you pay your oblations to Hiranyakashipu first, then you may be allowed to Jagya. So that's why the Brahmanas, the intellectual class of the society, they get disturbed. So now he become subjected to a curse by the four Kumaras, Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar. Actually by their curse he became a demon. He was, Hiranyakashipu? He was Jaya. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakya, Hiranyakashipu. They are Jaya and Vijaya in the spiritual world, in the gate of Vaikuntha. So now, because of their curse, he became a demon. Now becoming a demon, now the Kumaras, they saw that he is now disturbing everyone. So again they have to curse him, to be killed by Lord Vishnu very soon. So that's why Prabhupada is writing in his purport that there are many instances, demons after achieving material opulences have become extremely proud, so much so that they have transgressed laws and regulations given in the authoritative shastras. Hiranyakashipu acted in his way, but the Bhagavad Gita is telling, ya shastram vidhim utsurjya vartate kama karata na cha sukham mavapnati na santim na parangatim. He who discards scriptural injunctions and acts according to his own whims attains neither perfection nor happiness nor the supreme destination, the supreme abode of Vaikuntha. But the demoniac, so many demons appeared in this material world since time immemorial. Even after, in next yuga, he will appear as Ravana. Who? The same Hiranyakashipu will appear. Then next he comes as Shishupala. Then he started blaspheming Krishna, like anything. And Maharaj Yudhishthira's, the whole story is starting from there. Because in Maharaj Yudhishthira was performing the Rajasuya Jagya. But in beginning, there are so many, all the demigods were present, their great sages are present there, everyone was there. So the question was who should be worshipped first. Even there the Lord Ganesh was also sitting there. Generally the Karmakanda, the people, they worship Ganesh first. But Bhishma Dev is a great Mahajan, he told no, who will be worshipped first? Krishna. Even the all presence of all demigods, all the great sages, even Narada is there, Vyasa is there, Devala, Narada, Devala, Vyasa, Asita. But they also all declared, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should be worshipped first. So when everyone has told that Krishna should be worshipped first, everyone agreed. Everyone is just shouting, Jai, Jai, everyone. But one person could not turn it. Who is this? Shishupala. So he started blaspheming Krishna like anything, 100 times. Bhima was very angry, he was just with his club, he wanted to kill, immediately go to fight with him. But Krishna told, sit down, calm, quiet. Krishna was tolerating. Because he gave word to his nice, the mother of Shishupala and Natavakra, that 100 offense I will tolerate. When your son will blaspheme me, I will tolerate up to 100 times. So it crossed 100 times, the Sudarshan could not excuse him. So when Sudarshan went just cut the throat of Shishupala. But the soul just come out from the body of Shishupala, just everyone showing this great, it was a dazzling, it is a just moving in the sky. But later on he come and just marched in the feet of Krishna. That's why Yudhishthira Maharaj surprised, how it is possible? Such a great demon blasphemed Krishna like anything. But again he marched in the lotus feet of Krishna. How it is possible? That's why the whole stories were started. That Narada Muni told the previous life of Shishupala, how he was, in the beginning he was, this is third life as Shishupala, but before he was Ravana, and also before that he was Hiranyakashipu. So that's why this story is described here. Except Hiranyakashipu, there is many other demons also. Like Kamsa, he was in previous life was Kalanimi. He was also killed by Vishnu. And here also as a Kamsa, he was also thinking to kill Krishna. It is the nature of demons. They want to kill Krishna and to change all shastras. They want to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Iswar aham, aham bhogi. That is the mentality of the demoniac persons. But Prabhupada is making point. If someone become follow the footsteps of a demons, then and discard the scriptural injunctions, then he is subject to be destroyed. He cannot achieve neither peace, perfection or happiness. Neither he will solve the problem of birth and death. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jathare sayanam. No one wants to be die, but he has to die. But the demoniac peoples, they want to be conquer death. It is impossible. Krishna told, Kala Asmin, I am the time factor, or I am the death. For the demoniac peoples, Krishna appeared as death. So, and there's so many demons previously also, they become such proud, become following the footsteps of Hiranyakashipu. Many demons are there. In the same Hiranyakashipu ancestry, Prahlad was a devotee, then Prahlad's son Virochan, Virochan's son Bali is also a devotee, but Bali's son Banasur, he also become demon, great demon. He fought with Krishna. He has 1,000 hands, but Krishna cut his all hands, just left 2, because he gave word to Prahlad, Prahlad, in future I will not kill anyone in your dynasty. I killed your father Hiranyakashipu, but future anyone become a demon like Hiranyakashipu, again follow his footsteps, but I will not kill him. Krishna did not kill Banasura, but he cut all his 1,000 hands, I just left 2. Then all hands were cut by Krishna. He became powerless. He was thinking, I am most powerful, having 1,000 hands. So many demons, they want to destroy everything. They did not never become grateful. Even someone gave them some boon. Like there was a Burka Asura, Bhasma Asura. There was a demon. He was performing so much austerity to please Lord Shiva. He was even cutting his own flesh and putting in a fire. Swaha, Shiva, Nama, Shivaya, Swaha. So Lord Shiva get disturbed. What is he doing? He told, hey, why you are doing like this? I am very peaceful. I am doing my meditation to Supreme Lord. Why are you disturbing me? What do you want? No need to perform so much austerity. My name is Asutos. I get pleased very quickly. What do you want? He told, okay, if you pleased, then give me boon. In whose head I have put my hand, he will be blast to ashes. He may killed immediately. Lord Shiva was Bholanath. He don't think much about what will be the consequences, what will happen in future. He said, well, okay, let it be, tathast. So when he got the boon, then he asked, now I try to test your boon by putting my hand on your head. These demoniac peoples. Lord Shiva told him what to do now. He just ran away. So he was just remembering Krishna. Krishna appeared as a brahmachari. Just he appeared as a mohini to cheat all the demons, and he distributed all the nectar to the demigods. Similarly, Krishna appeared as a brahmachari. He told, "Oh, why you are running?" He asked the demon, "Prakasa, why are you running? Now look this, as he is running and you running, what is going on?" He told, "Okay, look this man, this Lord Shiva. He gave me boon, whose head I am going to touch. If I touch anyone's head, he will blast it to ashes. He will die immediately. So I want to taste this boon by putting my hand on his head." So Lord Vishnu told, as a brahmachari, he was smiling. He told, "Okay, you are a fool. No one now in this material, no one is believing in Lord Shiva. He is staying in a buried place. No one like to stay there. He is staying there. And his associates are ghosts, hobgoblins, and all these unwanted peoples. He has snakes and scorpions on his body. He's just putting after this people's the burning the dead body and his dead ashes he's putting on his head, on his whole body. No one believe in Lord Shiva nowadays. How you are believing? You are a fool." So Lord Krishna just Raja put him in illusion. He told, "Okay, just you try and put your hand on your own head. Nothing will happen. I am telling." That is Lord Vishnu. That's why Prabhupada is telling, if someone cross the limit, becomes so proud, then he is subject to get illusion by the Lord's illusory energy. He is thinking, I am the most happiest person or most powerful, but actually he is getting cheated by the Lord's illusory energy. So this Prakasa just put his own hand on his own head, died immediately. So that's why Prabhupada is telling, one should understand that what is duty and what is not duty by regulations of the scriptures. Knowing such rules and regulations, one should act so that he may gradually be elevated. One should act according to the directions of the Shastra, but the material energy is so powerful that as soon as one becomes materially opulent, he begins to transgress the Shastric laws. As soon as one transgresses the laws of Shastras, he immediately enters upon the path of destruction. So no one could change the Shastra. In a spiritual life, three things: Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru. Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. So both Guru and Sadhu, they follow Shastra. That's why it is told that Shastra Chakhyusa. You have to see everything according to the eye of Shastra. Shastra is given by Lord Krishna himself. He is the supreme spiritual master. Krishnam Bande Jagat Guru. He is staying in everyone's heart as super soul. He knows everything, every minute, what is going on. He knows everyone's record. What we did in past, what is in present, what will be in future, everything known to him. So Krishna is telling, I am the compiler of Vedas. Vedanta Krit, I am the compiler of Vedas. No one can change the Vedic regulations. You have to follow it strictly. You must have firm faith on Shastra. You have no faith on Shastra, then you are a demon. That is the principle. So everyone has to follow Shastra. If a sadhu or a guru, he not follow Shastra, then he is no more sadhu or guru. Shukracharya told to Bali Maharaj, Shukracharya was spiritual master of Bali Maharaj, so-called spiritual master, but he advises Bali Maharaj, this bhavan, this dwap is his Lord Vishnu himself. Don't give any charity to him. He will take everything. Now he is showing you little 3 feet, and he will ask him 3 feet length. But actually, he become Trivikrama, and he will take everything from you. Don't give him. So he now, Bali Maharaj told, oh my spiritual master, he told me, you taught me, the Lord Vishnu is the enjoyer of all yajnas. All the yajna sacrifices meant for him, to satisfy him. Bhuktarang yajna tapasah sarvaloka maheswaram. Now you telling how you asked me to do so many yajnas. This Vishwajit yajna, now you are, because of your advice, I perform so many Aswamedha yajnas. But you are telling he is Vishnu and he appeared in my sacrifice arena as a beggar. And if I don't give him, how it is possible? I cannot follow your advice. Because Shukracharya did not follow the Shastra. Shastra is telling Lord Vishnu is the enjoyer. He is the supreme Lord. All yajnas are performed for his to please him. So that's why Bali Maharaj did not follow his instructions of his so-called spiritual master, who? Shukracharya. So he became a Mahajan. By following, surrendering to Lord Vishnu. Even he was born in a demoniac family, he became a Mahajan. Similarly, even disowing the orders of spiritual and his Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj, being a great devotee of Lord Vishnu. So he became a Mahajan, though they were born in demoniac family. So a devotee never changes Shastra. He always follow what is given in Shastra. The Shastra is telling that the Supreme, everything you learn from Shastra. Who is Supreme Lord? Iswaraha Paramakrishna. Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. That's why Prabhupada is advising in his purport that we have to follow the Shastra. If you follow Shastra, then you become then you become happy. By following Shastra, then you can please Vishnu and you can achieve your goal. And you can finally return back to Godhead. But if you follow the two paths, you have to follow the path of the devas, the demigods, or you follow the path of demons and the path of Hiranyakashipu. That is the difference between demigods and demons. Demigods, they accepted Lord Vishnu. Whenever they are in danger, he remember Vishnu, at least. But demons, they believe on their own strength. They don't surrender to Vishnu. Whether they want to kick out Vishnu from his position, then they want to be God. That is the difference. So that is this fighting is going on from time immemorial. So, but the devotees, they always surrendered at the lotus feet of Krishna by following the footprints of Mahajans. Mahajana jana gatasya pantha. Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Balir, Vyasaki, Vayam. There are 12 Mahajans, that is mentioned in 6th canto of Bhagavatam. Jamaraj himself is telling, we are Mahajans. We know the secrets of Bhagavad Dharma. This is Brahma, Narada, then Lord Shiva, Prahlada, Rajarshi Janak, Prahlada Janak, Bhishmadev, Bali Maharaj, Bali Vyasaki, son of Vyasadev, Sukadev Goswami, Vayam, Jamaraj. These 12 Mahajans, they gave a Shastra, the conclusion of Shastras. So we have to follow these footprints and then we become happy. Actually, everyone wants to achieve peace and happiness, but simply, unless you surrender to Krishna, you cannot be happy. Shruhudam sarva bhutanam jnantvamam santiruchyati. So you have to surrender to Krishna, then you become peaceful. To surrender to Krishna means to following the footprints of his pure devotees. We cannot directly, cannot surrender to Krishna, but we have to surrender means to surrender through his pure devotees. Just like Krishna is telling, Shruhudam sarva bhutanam jnantvamam santiruchyati. I am the well-wisher of all the living entities. Similarly, we see here Prabhupada, he wrote any letter, then in conclusion he wrote, in ending, your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So he is the ever well-wisher. Actually, the pure devotee of a Lord, he is ever well-wisher of all the living entities. We have to surrender to him and follow his footprints, then we become happy and achieve ultimate peace. Return back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. So any question? 5 minutes more. Yes. Mike.
Devoted to the Lord, and it seems like they tormented so many innocent devotees for such a long time. If you see the history, I mean, Krishna works in funny ways, and he's been a lesson. I mean, you figure what in different ages and different shops where we have to follow religious principles, but here all the demigods are suffering, all the sages are suffering. All the living entities are suffering, and here Haranikaji too, the devotee of the Lord. It seems that the Lord is taking some heavy measures to teach us a lesson for a very long, long time.
Yes.
Is that all karma, or is that just to open our eyes to the reality?
So actually, Hiranyakashipu was devotee, he was Jaya. Jaya and Vijaya Hiranyak, Hiranyakashipu. So the Brahmanas, you know, the Brahmanas' duty to curse someone, a devotee. They are devotees. For a little mistake, they immediately curse him. Curse them to come down to a demonic species. So anyhow, when Lord came himself, then he wanted to just return all the poor Kumars, they understand their mistake. They want to return back their curses. But Lord told, no. That is, everything happened according to my will. Because Lord also want to enjoy his bira rasa, means fighting. Everyone is there. Whatever we have, that is also with God, with Krishna. So who can fight with Krishna? So he make a drama, he just send his own associates, and he just as a villain. He is a hero, and some villains, the fighting. So it is, the Lord's desire, he desired himself. But at same time, teaches. The Brahmanas are the brain of the society. If any mistake committed by the Brahmanas, then the entire race will be suffered for that. As that is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is telling that those who are in position of the leadership, this king, Eka Janara Dose Sarva Grama Ujadaya. Then Ramchandra Khan, he made a little mistake. He tortured Haridas Thakur. He wanted to blaspheme Haridas Thakur, he sent prostitute to him, all these things. So because of his offense, Nityananda Prabhu came to his village and punished the whole, punished him, he cursed him to Ramchandra Khan. Yes, when Nityananda Prabhu came with Kirtana party, he was sitting on his Durga Mandap, then he told, no, this is not a place for you. Send his Chogida, told this Nitai, this is not place for you, for Kirtan. He may go to some Gosala, go and say, he was a cow, and maybe some big Gosala. They can find and do Kirtan there. Nityananda Prabhu just laughed, told, yes, this place is meant for the Jabanas, the cow eaters. They will come and kill cow, and they torture all his families and all this village, that will be okay. So this is not meant for our Kirtan. So he immediately left. Next day they come. All the Muslims come and they tortured everything. The whole village was suffered. So that's why the Brahmin people, the Brahmins should be very careful. They consider the brain of the society. If they make any mistake, the whole society will suffer. Because the poor Kumaras, they cursed them, so become demon. So that is the duty of Brahmanas to be very careful. So, the Brahmana is meant to perform Jagya, please Lord Vishnu, Jagyat Bhavati Parjanya, Parjanyat Arna Sambhava, Arnat Bhavati Bhutani, Jagya Karma Samad Bhava. This process. So that's why Brahmana does not mean to be, they have qualities to be Soma, Dhamma, they must be control of senses, control of mind. Brahmana is not meant for to curse immediately. A real Brahmana like Narada Muni, he never curse like immediately. Actually, before cursing, he think 10 times. When they saw this Nala Kubera and Manikiri, they are doing something wrong. And Narada Muni, before cursing, they thought how they will get mercy of Krishna. Then they caused them as to become tree, but in Kotiyad of Nanda Maharaj. But they are not. Sometimes, actually, every cause is Krishna. But sometimes, Brahmana should be very careful when cursing someone. So because they curse, they become demon. Then whole society will suffer. Okay. Any question? Yes.
Why demons get in offerings? Do they perform some higher
sanctity? Yes, they perform so much austerity. Like Hiranyakashipu is performing so much austerity.
He was offering before.
Eh?
He was offering before his austerity.
No, he was before was powerful, but still he became more powerful. When he want to conquer Indra, they become God, they went to so much austerity because they are not ordinary demons. They're actually coming from Vaikuntha world. So who can defeat a Vishnu Duta? He was like Vishnu Duta, so powerful. So he came from, they are not ordinary demons from this material world. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakya, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, they are not ordinary demons. They are actually, demons in a drama. And they have to play a villain role to fight with Krishna. Krishna has to enjoy Virarasa. So that is all Krishna's plan. But we cannot imitate. We cannot imitate them. So, anyway. Yes. So I told because of the Brahman curse. So Brahman is in the brain of society. No one, that's why they have great responsibility. If mistake by Brahman, then whole society would suffer. So anyhow, so okay. It's not caste, who is a Brahmana, they should not be quickly angry. They should follow their dharma. Sama, dhamma, tapa, saucha, khyanti, arjabayavacha, jnana, vijnana, astikyang, brahma, karma, svabhavajam. Brahmana should control our senses, control over his mind, tolerate, he will tolerate everything, tolerance, khyanti. So if Brahmana did not follow his qualities, then immediately, then whole society will serve. We are suffering because we have no qualified Brahman in society. That's why Prabhupada told, one goal of ISKCON is to create some Brahmanas, to create some Brahmanas, intellectual peoples. That's why ISKCON, one purpose of the ISKCON is to create some Brahmanas. They should guide the society. Otherwise the Sudras will sit in the throne without any Brahmanas advisor, then whole society will suffer. ओके हरे कृष्ण ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय